Spirituality is not a disability, it's a tremendous empowerment. Unfortunately, in recent times, people have been peddling incompetence as spirituality. If you eat badly, dress badly, and live badly, you must be spiritual. This must stop. It is time to change this, because one reason a whole lot of people don't want to become spiritual is they think they will have to live badly. Not only live badly, you must lose all the fire of life within you. Especially in the West, when I talk about spiritual process, lot of men express their fears. Sadhguru, Indian spirituality is for women, it's very effeminate. This is the kind of image we have created in recent times by certain people taking on a very effeminate stance, as if being feminine or masculine is spiritual. No, neither being feminine nor masculine, nor being macho nor effeminate has anything to do with the spiritual process. This must be understood that, especially in this land of Bharat, look at the spiritual icons in this country. Shiva, Adi Yogi, look at him, what kind of a man he is. Absolutely athletic, fierce, a weapon in his hand. Well, you look at Rama, much more gentle, peaceful, but still a weapon in his hand, willing to fight. Krishna, of course you know of him only from the battle, the big battle that happened. Guru Gobind Singh once said, "I will make sparrows fight falcons. Only then I will call myself Gobind Singh." So, spiritual process is not about living a wimpy life. The spiritual process is about living strong. Well, being involved with everything in the world, but unentangled, this is the spiritual process. It is about becoming free. It is not about avoiding life. By avoiding life, you don't become free. Do one simple experiment within yourself. Try to avoid something in your mind. Just like that, experiment, next 5 seconds, don't think about a monkey. Can you do it? So avoidance, thou shalt not do this, thou shalt not do that, is not spiritual process. Spiritual process is involvement, living strong, but unentangled.